Monday's wave of suicide attacks makes the day one of the bloodiest Iraq has seen in a month. Police say the first wave of bombings was believed to have been carried out by three female suicide bombers. Despite stepped-up security during the Shiite pilgrimage that is now underway, the women were able to sneak in through the crowd and carry out the attack. There are expected to be at least 1 million people at the shrine on Tuesday. Many of the worshippers said they will continue with the pilgrimage despite the bloody attack that killed many women and children. But worshipper Jassim Jihad explained his resolve to go on. He said that he pays no heed to bombings and death. He is going to visit the holy shrine of Imam Qadim, one of Shiite Islam's 12 holy leaders or imams. Jassim said he and other worshippers are believing in God. The suicide bomb attacks underscore the continued violence in Iraq, despite a general improvement in security over the past months. There have been more than 20 female suicide attacks in Iraq this year, and at least 7 Shiite pilgrims were killed by gunmen during a shooting in Baghdad on Sunday. Aya Batraoui for VOA News in Cairo.